You have reached the final launch point of this course. The goal has never been only to understand conflict. The goal has been to build a real peacefire ministry practice that can serve real people with humility, clarity, safety, and accountability. By now, you have worked on the core pieces of your practice. You have considered your calling. You have clarified your role. You have learned the peacefire, wildfire, strange fire, trap of offense, fire break, peace is smart, and Jesus mindset language. You have practiced the first session pathway. You have developed tools for listening, discernment, safety, referral, repair preparation, forgiveness, reconciliation, trust, fire breaks, and follow-up. You have begun designing a service menu, partnership guide, and 90-day pilot plan. Now you prepare to launch. Launching does not mean becoming impressive. It means becoming available in a clear and accountable way. A faithful launch may be small. It may begin with one service. It may begin in a soul center. It may begin through a church care pathway. It may begin in chaplaincy follow-up conversations. It may begin with a parish Bible study. It may begin with a ministry team workshop. It may begin with a limited 90-day pilot. Small is not failure. Small can be faithful. A peacefire ministry practice should launch with clear public language. People should know what you offer and what you do not offer. They should understand that this is Christian coaching and formation support, not therapy, legal advice, investigation, crisis response, or a guarantee of reconciliation. The practice should launch with safety awareness. You should know what to do when a situation involves abuse, coercion, threats, violence, stalking, vulnerable person risk, suicidal intent, medical emergency, criminal behavior, or other serious danger. The practice should launch with referral readiness. You should not wait until a crisis to begin looking for help. The practice should launch with oversight. Peacefire ministry should not become isolated private ministry, and the practice should launch with prayer. In John 20:21, Jesus says, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." That is a beautiful commissioning word for peacefire ministry. Jesus sends his people in peace, not in pride, not in fear, not in control, not in wildfire. He sends them in his peace. As you serve, you will need to return to the peacefire again and again. When a client is angry, return to the peacefire. When someone refuses reconciliation, return to the peacefire. When you feel criticized, return to the peacefire. When you do not know what to do next, return to the peacefire. When you must refer, return to the peacefire. When the ministry grows, return to the peacefire. When the ministry is slow, return to the peacefire. This course ends with launch and commissioning, but your formation continues. Go forward with humility. Serve with courage. Stay in role. Seek accountability. Tell the truth in love. Build faithful fire breaks when needed. Help people discern the next faithful step. And above all, keep returning to Jesus Christ, the true source of peace.